It's time for the Tri-State Area's brand new 50,000-watt radio talk show, Between the Minutes, featuring politicians, businessmen, and professionals in the community. Between the Minutes is brought to you by Cybersoft Operating Corporation, www.cyber.com. And now, here's the host of Between the Minutes, Peter Radotti.
Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest radio talk show, brought to you by Cybersoft Operating Corporation. I'm your host, Pete Radotti. The first segment of Between the Minutes will feature Inside Your Computer. This is similar to my newspaper article, Inside Your Computer, in the Philadelphia Public Record, discussing many interesting topics about computer security. Today's topic is something that has not yet hit our shores, but it's only a matter of time. This new computer scam is currently hitting Australia, New Zealand, and Great Britain. We know about this due to the efforts of computer security analyst Craig Johnson of OpusNet from Sydney, Australia. Here's how the scam works. You get a call from a professional, well-trained, and polite call center employee who claims to be part of a large, well-known computer company. Currently, they're claiming to be part of Microsoft, or they might say Windows, but they can claim to be anyone. They then tell you some story about having detected a serious virus infection on your computer and ask you to log in to diagnose the problem. Once you log in, they have you open the error log from the event viewer and read part of it to them. The error log of any computer is always full of system errors. This is normal, usually not of any interest, and it's why the error log is called the error log. At this point, they will tell you that, yes, these errors are proof that your system is infected with a serious virus. They will suggest you download a virus cleaner program and install it, or ask you to start a remote access application so they can fix the problem. Normally, they ask for a credit card to pay for it. What happens then depends upon who's doing the asking. A normal crook will steal your credit card number and download a keylogger that will attempt to steal your bank account and password. If you give them a remote access, they may download anything of interest from your system, including your stored user ID password file, in addition to installing a keylogger for later use. They may even install a Trojan program that will allow them to take control of your computer without your knowledge. In the case of Craig, he confronted the person on the phone and told them this is a scam. What happened next is one for the books. The guy agreed and proceeded to tell him all about it. He even bragged that their outfit didn't steal the credit card or install a keylogger. They were honest crooks. The guy worked from a call center in Calcutta, India. His job was to call people and attempt to scare them into buying a program from them. The program they were selling was not an antivirus program, even though they represented it as such. In fact, they may not even have the right to sell the program. It might be a stolen copy that they just resell thousands of times without permission. Since the crooks are using a call center operation to make the calls, the caller knows everything a normal call center would know, such as your full name, address, and phone number. They just take a guess that you have a Microsoft Windows computer, since that's what most people have. If you tell them you don't have a computer, they just hang up and move on to the next individual. How do you protect yourself? First, no one can tell what's in your computer unless you install and enable a remote monitoring program. If you did that, you would know it since you're paying for it. In fact, as a generalization, if you're not sure that you have a remote monitoring service, you should just assume that you don't and that the guy on the phone is a crook. Next, try to cut through the deception that's so common to all scams. Think about what's going on in a critical way. Ask yourself, one, how can anyone know what's on my computer? Answer, they shouldn't. Therefore, the guy has to be up to something. Two, how do I know who this guy is on the phone? Just because he said he was with a company name that I know doesn't mean anything. If you didn't make the first call asking for help, then assume this guy is not who he says he is, and the only help he wants is for himself. Three, why should I trust anything that someone I don't know, who's calling me uninvited, says? Just because he can show me some error messages on my computer, that doesn't mean that those messages are meaningful or that they mean what he says. Four, Is this guy attempting to create fear in me? If so, then hang up immediately. 5. Scammers are using men, women, older people, and people with very sophisticated voices. They can afford to pay these people highly since they have no other costs. Do I trust someone because of how they sound? If so, don't trust them. A hook always looks better than a worm to the fish. Finally, if your gut is telling you something is wrong, trust it. Don't fall for one of those scams, and always ring the alarm bells if you detect even a small amount of fear. Fear, greed, and the virtue of concern for others are the most common ways of scammers to control people. What's different here is that they are using call centers, which is something we are all familiar with and think we understand, with a little high-tech magic of the computer and standard scammers' emotional control techniques to steal. Something known, something magic, and something emotional to spin you the way they want. When these calls start in the United States, do what Craig Johnson did. Tell them they're a scammer and hang up. Don't bother to talk to them or hear their objection. If you don't hang up immediately, they'll just take it as a challenge to spin you. In wrapping up this week's segment of Inside Your Computer, I hope some of the subjects I spoke about were helpful to you. Make sure you read my article, Inside Your Computer, every Thursday in the Philadelphia Public Record newspaper. Real quick now, let's talk about a sporting type of virus that no team wants to get hit with. The Phillies' Cliff Lee to a 5-year deal worth $120 million. This gives the Phillies a combination of Halliday, Lee, Oswalt, and Hamels, making this a pitching virus that could destroy any batting average. We'll be right back with today's guest on Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
When disaster strikes with a vengeance, Americans strike back with generosity. Thanks to your monetary donations, the Salvation Army is there from the very beginning and remains until the healing is complete, serving the physical and emotional needs of disaster victims and emergency responders. Give today at 1-800-SAL-ARMY or SalvationArmyUSA.org and help the Salvation Army continue doing the most good.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, thanking you for listening to our show. Let's talk about Cybersoft Operating Corporation. Cybersoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. Cybersoft invented antivirus for Unix and Linux systems. With 20 years' experience, they support more systems than anyone, including Microsoft Windows. Computer security problems are not single-faceted, and your solution should not be either. Cybersoft products like the VFine Security Toolkit include cryptographic baseline management in addition to a virus scanner. This allows you to detect more than just a software attack. For a limited time, you can purchase a 1-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. In any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4748 or visit our website at www.cyber.com. Again, that's 610-825-4748 or www.cyber.com.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. Between the Minutes reaches a large listening audience throughout the Tri-State area with 50,000 watts of power. You could increase your selling power by advertising on the Between the Minutes program. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti of Between the Minutes and Cybersoft Operating Corporation. I want to talk to you today about the USO. This organization helps our servicemen who are fighting for us. Please be generous. Donate to the USO at www.uso.org.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Rodotti.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. Today we'll be discussing how the Philadelphia Town Watch program works and talk a little bit about holiday safety. Let's welcome this week's guest to Between the Minutes, the Executive Director for Philadelphia's Town Watch Integrated Services, Mr. Anthony Murphy.
Good afternoon. How are you, Pete?
I'm doing fine, and I'm glad to see you on the show again.
Yes, thank you.
So, Anthony, tell us how long you've been part of the Town Watch program.
I've been part of the Town Watch program since 1981. At that time, it was called the Community Intervention Program. It transitioned from Community Intervention to Community Family Intervention, then to Philadelphia Operation Town Watch, and in 1996, we became Philadelphia Operation Town Watch, and then 3-4 years later, we became Town Watch Integrated Services.
Now, the last time you were on the show, you actually said something that was fascinating. Town Watch is older than the city itself?
Well, Town Watch is older than our police department in the sense that in 1776, when our forefathers arrived here, the citizens complained of roving gangs. And what they did was they established what was called the Town Crier. The Town Crier was a volunteer who went through the community, checking doors, making sure they was locked. And he would, of course, ring the bell and say, "All is clear." What happened if all wasn't clear, he would ring the bell and then the neighboring citizens would come out in support of him. So that's kind of what he did.
Wow. So do you feel good about how Town Watch works and how it's helping people throughout the community?
Feel good? Yes. If I can kind of like broaden the scope a little bit.
Go ahead. Just a little. Absolutely.
Organized neighborhoods are how you address quality of life issues. One of the quality of life issues you address, of course, is crime. When you have a neighborhood that is organized and structured, the criminal element isn't as likely to make that a place where they have a stronghold. They won't just stay there because criminals, after all, will do crime but don't want to do time. Catch the connection?
Yeah, I like that. Okay. It rhymes very nicely.
Right. They don't want to
You're
do time.
You're a poet and don't even know
it. Yeah, so are you. So what happens with Town Watch and why I am extremely elated to be a part of it, is I get a chance to go into communities or my staff goes into neighborhoods and you work block by block trying to develop and organize a block. You organize it around the issues of the block. You connect it with the resources of both throughout the city of Philadelphia and other areas, wherever resources that they need. You help build that relationship with the police department. I mean, our police department, I think, is one of the best in the nation. But after all, that community police relationship can be a challenge, and absolutely it is. So we work to build that relationship, and when you build that relationship with police officers, get to know the people that they work with in the community, community to organize, it cuts down on crime, it also impacts on other quality of life issues, be it trash, be it abandoned buildings, be it children hanging on corners, whatever the issues are, it begins to impact on it. So, yes, I'm thoroughly elated to have been a part of causing the cultural change in the city of Philadelphia. And that's kind of what has to happen. You change the culture of the city. We're a city of neighborhoods. There's over 56 neighborhoods in the city of Philadelphia, each one somewhat distinctively different, but all one and the same, because human beings all want the same thing.
Well, yeah, of course. Everybody wants to have a sense of safety and comfort and the usual things, you know?
Yeah.
So let me ask you, although you're doing this on a block-by-block service, mm-hmm. okay, there has to be some way of coordinating all of this. And I understand that that's something called Town Watch Integrated Services.
Right. All of the training, equipping, developing, bless you, all of the training, equipment, support mechanisms for organized Town Watch groups come under the umbrella of Town Watch Integrated Services. We are a quasi-city agency affiliated with the Urban Affairs Coalition. Now, what happens is we go out into the neighborhood. We get emails, we get phone calls, we get requests for services, and we go out and we begin to work with a block. We begin to work on the particular issues with them and organize them and then provide them with training. Actually, I just call them educational workshops. You give them educational workshops because one of the things you want to do that we did, not you want to do, one of the things we did and you want to do for citizens is you want to raise the level of volunteerism so that it has a professional attitude about it. So you educate people as to police procedures, how to address police officers, how a police officer should address them. You make sure we clearly define our roles, and when you're able to do that, you're able to bring about a good quality of life. So yes, the coordination of all this over 700 Town Watch groups in the city of Philadelphia, which impacts with about 30,000 citizens, and believe me, as good as that may sound, I'd like to have a lot more citizens.
Well, Philadelphia is the sixth largest city in the country.
Correct.
That means that it also has to be the sixth largest problem to manage.
Okay.
How does the city being so big impact on Town Watch?
We work neighborhood by neighborhood. See, that's the beauty of doing it the old-fashioned way. When you work block by block, the size of the city is not as significant to us. Because if block A, be it the 200 block South Dakota, or if it's the 5900 block, or the 6200 block, or the 7102 block in the far northeast, we can work area by area. And then we also coordinate Town Watch groups to work together when they're in close proximity of each other. See, so groups in the northeast will work with groups in the northeast. Groups in South Philly will work with South Philadelphia groups. And then we come together once a year, get everybody a chance to kind of get to know each other, and we do that at our annual Town Watch conference.
So you take a big problem and you break it down into lots of little problems that are easy to manage and do it in that way.
That's how you manage the neighborhoods.
Now, the last time you were here, we talked about the fact that Town Watch is more than just a anti-crime.
Absolutely.
It's a holistic way of life that improves the life
It's a holistic,
of the people involved.
Yes, it's a holistic way of addressing quality of life issues. Again, if you only tailored it to deal with crime, you would not actually be able to generate the consistent interest, because if the crime problem changes, then the interest changes. I tell Town Watch people, once you get involved in Town Watch, you always do it, because you technically always did it. It's just that now you're doing it through an organized fashion. It's one thing if I and you are sitting at the table and I'm complaining to you about young fellas on the corner or a corner store that I think is doing something illegal. It's one thing for us to talk about it across the kitchen table. It's another thing for us to talk about it over the kitchen table. You say, oh yeah, I've seen the same problem, and you begin to share information. We develop and print out and fill out a form, send the form to Town Watch Integrated Services. We send it to the police district, and then we begin to get some action on your concern. The difference is, if you just talk about it and you don't do anything, then the problem continues. As long as it continues, it will eventually escalate. Your quality of life is impacted, and the quality of life, believe it or not, of the people that are closest to that particular area is also impacted. So, yes, it's a holistic way of addressing your quality of life issues, be it an abandoned property, be it an empty lotting. So we work very closely with the police service areas, the PSAs, which are instituted by Commissioner Ramsey. And we also work out through the managing director's office with the public service area, which that title will be changing, I understand, shortly. It won't be called the public service area, because they don't want to confuse public service areas with police service areas. So they want to make that change.
Okay. All right. So if I live in a neighborhood and I don't know if there's a Town Watch or I want a Town Watch, how do I get one?
Okay, you can easily call me at 215-686-1459. That's easy. You can go on phila.gov/ Town Watch. It'll take you to our website, and you can fill out our application there and learn a little bit more about Town Watch. Or you can go to townwatch.net, and that'll get to us too. So we have a number of ways for you to reach us, and you'll find us on a number of other websites too, where you can link to us. So,
all right. Now, what happens if I don't live in the city of Philadelphia and I want a Town Watch? Can I still call you for help?
You can still call me for information. Absolutely. Because, see, it's in our best interest to develop and coordinate neighborhoods wherever you are. So the object of me giving you information on how best to structure a Town Watch group, learning, of course, your particular municipality's laws and regulations, and then help you build up under that structure, and we can do that.
Now, you mentioned that there's training available.
Yes.
All right. So is this like a police academy, or except it's the Town Watch Academy, or how's it happen?
Well, we do the training in your with you in your particular community, depending on where it is. We can do it in a rec center. We can actually do it in your home. We prefer to do it in a more community center, but wherever you're concerned. And what we do is we have a series of workshops. First workshop is on organization. You have to structure people so that they can function within the organization. I know a lot of people say, well, we all know how to do that. In all honesty, we don't. We should. It's like voting. is how we get our voices heard when it comes to our political machinery and changing our council or state or city or federal. We know that's election. We know that. But at the same time, on a community level, if you have a particular issue and you're working with your neighbors, how do you resolve your differences of opinion? It's called a vote. Most folks don't think of that so much. It's like voting is out here, but we're working and we should be able, and you don't want to argue it out. You want to get structure. So you also want to develop leadership in a community. And so we do that. That's one of the workshops. It's called organizational structure. And realizing that organizational structures are different based on the type of town watch group you are. If you are just strictly eyes and ears, you don't need as much structure. If you're going to go out and patrol your neighborhood, you need more structure because there's more duties and more involved. We do a workshop on communications. Now, it's two types of communications. There's communications like you and I are doing now.
Right.
And then there's communications that happens within small groups. Okay, try to get into communications in a smaller group. And where you get people to where you don't whisper at each other. So there's two types of communications. And for us, teaching you how to talk within the framework of the group, being respectful of each other, not being insulting and negative, is something people have to learn. We also, as a part of communications, there's listening skills. Now, people don't generally practice good listening skills.
No.
We do hearing, which means I hear what you say, as opposed to listening, which means I absolutely internalize what you say, have an understanding, and then come back at you. So we have some key points on listening skills. And that's, yes. And we do a workshop on observation. Believe it or not, people don't make good descriptions. You know, they call the police and they say, well, okay, there's a guy on the corner. He got on blue jeans, T-shirt, sneakers, and he's black.
Well, that could be anybody.
Thank you. Or they could say, well, he had on boots and he had on a hoodie, but he was a white guy. Again, anybody.
Yeah.
See, so you want folks to make good descriptions because that's the only way they can absolutely get the response that they're looking for and also the assistance that they need. So we do a workshop on observation, and that's to help you begin to look at things differently, react differently, and coordinate how you respond to situations.
Now, what's interesting, though, is that those kind of skills go way beyond Town Watch. I mean, the ability to comprehend what you are hearing, mm-hmm. in other words, listen, and the ability to communicate clearly, mm-hmm. those are skills that will affect everything in your life, from your job to your marriage to your friendships. Mm-hmm. I would imagine it even will affect how you interact with your dog, you know?
Okay, I can go with all the other ones. I'd assume it does with the dog, too.
Well, you know, dogs, you know. Well, I've had dogs, and they actually talk. They don't speak in our language, but they'll tell you that they're hurting. They'll tell you that they're hungry, and if you're not paying attention, right. You know, then the dog is hungry.
But that's why I say Town Watch absolutely addresses the quality of life, not just crime. If we only think that the only impact we have on our quality of life is crime, then we won't even think of our schools. Our schools have an impact on our quality of life, too. So does the educational system. As a part, and I'm going to throw something at you. As a part of Town Watch Integrated Services, we do safecarders, which is we get adults to volunteer to provide safecarders. It's a safe route for children to travel going to and from school. We're also apply a conflict resolution workshop when it comes to young people interacting with themselves in order to not have fights escalate to a point of being truly violent or getting out of hand. So we do that too, and those things impact on quality of life. So when you look at it, if there's a neighborhood issue, we can get involved in the neighborhood, and getting involved in addressing that community issue may result in a town watch, but if nothing else, it will result in adults and young people learning how to work and interact together. We want to make Philadelphia, as you say, the sixth largest city, but we want to make it the number one city on how people respond and respect each other.
Well, that sounds good. It really sounds like this is a multi-pronged approach where not only are you improving the visibility of people that are interested in what's happening in their neighborhood, and therefore people who want to do something wrong say, I don't want to go in this neighborhood. Those guys over there are watching. They're mm-hmm. going to see me. They're going to call the police. I'm going to get caught. But you're involving people early in their life, and
somebody that might have a tendency to move in that direction now is going to move in the opposite direction because they're involved and Absolutely. Their quality of life is improving.
Yes, that's the idea.
Yeah.
To build a stronger quality of life. And schools at one time used to teach civic values. Don't throw paper on the ground. We learned that because on Saturdays you always had to clean up in front of the house. You didn't spit on the sidewalk or spit on the steps because you on Saturday were scrubbing those steps.
Yeah.
Okay? Those civic values. Certain things that you learn respect for the elders in your community, you learn respect for women, you learn these things. So through Town Watch Integrated Services, we try to maintain the level of civic values and begin teaching to our youth as young as possible. And we do that through our Junior Town Watch program and any other youth initiative that we can cooperate with. Because you see, when you build that in, you help a person absolutely grow. And when you're growing, you realize that I have a responsibility to my neighbor, and I have a responsibility to not just my next-door neighbor, but the neighbor across the street from me. Because after all, if we are all working for the good of the whole, then it's much easier for us to have a stable and a nice quality of life and to improve it, which doesn't mean it's always improved by way of spending a lot of money. But believe it or not, just coming out in the morning and have your neighbor speak to you can improve your day. Just imagine. One of the things that I learned early on in developing a safe carder, the very first safe carder in the city of Philadelphia, was that children have a tendency to leave home and not have had a kind word said to them, and generally not even a breakfast. So imagine you were on your way to school and someone just says good morning. And so that begins to change your attitude toward the day.
Wow.
During the summer, or when the warmer months, we do bike rides through the neighborhoods of Philadelphia. Because you are here because police address, and so do people, they're addressing based on statistics or crimes or hearing the sirens of the police cars and figuring that's always problematic. Well, we ride with our police officers and the sirens, and all we say is good morning. So someone who's coming out or standing out, maybe even working, we're saying good morning. You may say, well, what does that do? Well, it changes the flavor of the day because it's something that doesn't happen on a consistent basis. I've had young people who come up to me and say, do you know I'm 15 years old and I've never had a stranger say good morning to me? So it's kind of like when you hold the door for a lady that you have no particular interest in and she says, well, thank you because you've shown what we call chivalry. It's because it's not dead.
Actually, it seems to be the other way around. I open the door for somebody and 15 people run through.
Absolutely. But nonetheless, even if it's 15, they may have taken advantage of your kindness, but there was a person that you were being kind to who absolutely appreciates the kindness. It's called pay it forward in a sense because then they will do something kind for someone. You change the flavor of the day. To improve the quality of life in the city of Philadelphia, or any city, but Philadelphia, which is my home, the quality of life in the city requires us to be good neighbors. And when you are a good neighbor, you watch your neighbors, you watch out for your neighbor. You're concerned about what happens in your particular community. You're concerned about what's going on with the young people in your area. You get involved in your local schools. You may say, that's an awful lot for somebody to do. They got to work every day. No, it's not. It is just you investing your time in a constructive fashion. And through our Town Watch training, we kind of show people how you can do that.
How many people are involved in the training?
How many at one time?
No, just throughout the year.
Well, it varies. We've done trainings this year for well over 1,500 people.
Wow. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. That's why that's a magnificent thing.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Drugs are everywhere. They're in every city of this country. They're in the rural areas. They damage a lot of people's lives.
Yes.
Okay. And not just because of the effect it has on their body and their mind, but because of what they have to go through to get the drugs. The price of drugs is high, and you may not have enough money, so you have to turn to crime to get the money. It affects everything in this country, one way or the other. How does all this affect Town Watch?
Okay. Drug trafficking, and I assume we're talking about illegal drugs.
I'm not talking about over the counter.
You could be, because even they can play a part in illegal drug trafficking. Okay? Your question is, how does it affect TownWatch? The same way it affects every community. But what you do when you're working through TownWatch, what you're training TownWatch people to do is to make the proper type of observations so you can provide the proper information to those who have to address drug trafficking as an issue. So when you're addressing drug trafficking as an issue, as a negative issue, one of the things you want people to do is be able to observe it. Now, just a little history. There were times when there were a lot of drug houses in our community, and drug houses would pop up because the owner would probably die off, and then whoever was given the house would had that kind of involvement, and their house was used for that. That impacted on that block. That block would begin to complain. But generally what the block did was allow it to be active for months before they said anything. And then when they started noticing the proliferation of the paraphernalia on the ground, or the people acting out in their particular block, or someone on their particular corner, they began to then voice it. And one time Philadelphia had a lot of open-air drug markets. We do not have them now. See, the beauty of all of that is that it puts us in a situation where we can begin to address the drug user, not the drug dealer. Drug dealer is police business. Drug user, the community can impact on that, because a drug user is not traveling 5 or 10 miles to purchase drugs.
Okay. Let's talk about this again in a minute. We're going to break for a little bit. You're listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM. You can also listen to us on the internet at www.betweentheminutes.com.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Hi, this is Anthony Murphy, Executive Director of TownWatch Integrated Services, and Philadelphia needs you. We'd like you to join the TownWatch group or start a TownWatch group in your community. To get in touch with me, you can reach me at 215-686-1459. Or you can go to our website, www.townwatch.net, or you can go to philadelphia.gov, the Philadelphia website, and put in TownWatch, and you will find us and fill out an information slip. Philadelphia needs you to impact on the quality of life and help us to make sure that Philadelphia is a safer city. 215-686-1459. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, thanking you for listening to our show. Let's talk about CyberSoft Operating Corporation. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. CyberSoft invented antivirus for Unix and Linux systems. With 20 years' experience, they support more systems than anyone, including Microsoft Windows. Computer security problems are not single-faceted, and your solution should not be either. CyberSoft products like the VFine Security Toolkit include cryptographic baseline management in addition to a virus scanner. This allows you to detect more than just a software attack. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. In any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4748 or visit our website at www.cyber.com. Again, that's 610-825-4748 or www.cyber.com.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333 or email sales at betweentheminutes.com.
America's men and women in uniform sacrifice every day for our country so we can continue to do the things we enjoy most, like playing soccer with our kids. But that's not an option for some families. I'm Devin McTavish, D.C. United Defender and two-time Humanitarian of the Year. For more than 140 years, the Armed Services YMCA has provided support for military families. Please join the ASYMCA in taking care of our soldiers' loved ones so they can continue to take care of us.
The Armed Services YMCA, serving those who serve America. ASYMCA.org.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Rodotti.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. Today we're talking with Anthony Murphy about the Philadelphia Town Watch program. Anthony, before the break, we were talking a little bit about drugs and how Town Watch gets involved in helping the drug users, not the drug pushers, because the drug pushers, that's a crime issue. The drug users, that's a prevention issue.
Absolutely. One of the things that you want to address when you're looking at drug trafficking in your neighborhood is the drug user. A drug user doesn't want to get caught either and doesn't really want you to know that they're using. So use that to your advantage. But as a good neighbor, if you realize your neighbor is having that type of challenge, there are resources that you can give to him and try to, or her, and try to support her, him or her in addressing her drug addiction. Because if you address the drug addiction, then there's no more market for the drug seller. You can report drug trafficking to, of course, the Philadelphia Police Department. They have a hotline, I think it's 686-DRUGS, and you can do that. You can report it to Town Watch Integrated Services, and we will also report it so that it doesn't have to be linked directly to you. The object here is that the quality of life in your community is what's impacted. Drug users need assistance. I mean, after all, it's like alcoholism is a disease, so is drug use. And we have to be clear how that works, because as you pointed out, the drug use will turn you to certain types of crime in order to be able to support your habit. They are also functional drug users, which means that they don't commit crime, but you still want to be able to address that with the resource and information that you can provide them. Generally, you know drug users in your community. You generally know them because they're there, they've been there. They didn't just walk in there. Again, drug users don't travel from the Northeast to South Philadelphia to buy drugs. Now, I will say that drug trafficking does use our highways, and that's a whole different arena to be in. But that type of information goes directly to the police department, because the police department's role is to address that type of criminal activity on that level. So when you look at drug use, yes, it's a major problem in every major city, in every neighborhood across America. And not just America, throughout the world for the most part, drug use is just that rampant. It is just that much of a challenge. But at the same time, we can begin to impact on drug users with proper information, proper resources, and then trying to help them turn their life around. And we can do that by being good neighbors.
Now, a second ago, you offered Town Watch to be an intermediary between somebody who's observing something and the police in case they're afraid to call the police directly. Can you give the phone number for that again?
Yes, you can call us at 215-686-1459. You can leave us anonymous information. We will report it just the same. You just have to leave the specifics as to location and what the problem is that you're reporting so that we can give the police department specific information. And again, that's one of the values of going to a Town Watch training is actually learning how to make those type of reports, because many times people make reports or make complaints in reference to the police. They call and they don't know anything. See, and they don't, well, they know a lot, but they don't tell anything.
They don't know how to communicate.
They don't know how to tell it, right.
Which is something that you guys teach. And I would imagine that if somebody calls up, whoever is answering the phone will know how to ask the right questions to get the answers needed.
Yes, unless they call after hours, because people will do that too. So if you call after hours.
What are the hours?
Our hours are 9 to 5, but the phone is alive all the time.
Okay. Sounds good. And can they also access you via the internet?
Yes, they can. Townwatch.net. Of course, at phila.gov. /townwatch, two words. It'll take you to our city of Philadelphia website, and you can send us information. And I receive that information directly. So it's reaching us is easy. We are a resource for you. One of the beautiful things in the city of Philadelphia is the city government recognizes the importance of citizens' involvement and volunteerism being done in a professional way. And that's why we've been able to be in existence for so long.
Wow. Now, you said that this whole drug interaction stuff with Town Watch is very successful here in the Philadelphia area. Do other cities take this approach, and are they successful with it too?
Other cities aren't as engaging of the citizens as Philadelphia is.
So we're number one.
I would say.
Wow. So we're number one, and pretty soon the Phillies are going to be number one, and we're just moving up.
Hey, it's a good thing. The beauty of what we do in the city of Philadelphia is that our volunteer effort is not in the Town Watch entity or Crime Watch or Neighborhood Watch, whatever terminology your area uses, it's not controlled by the police department. It's absolutely controlled by Town Watch Integrated Services, which is a quasi-city agency. By building the relationships with the police department that we have, and we've done that over a myriad of time, and then also raising the level of volunteerism to a professionalism by teaching people exactly what types of things they can and cannot do, how to report information, how to provide information, how to respond to your neighbor's request for assistance. When you do that, you raise that level of volunteerism to a point to where there's a great deal of respect that goes on with that.
Okay, let's change the subject a little bit.
Okay.
Instead of addictions to drugs, let's talk about addictions to Christmas cookies and cannolis.
Well, I think that's an addiction we all may suffer from at some point in time.
Absolutely.
the holiday season is a rough season. But.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I want to talk about that a little bit. For example, the fire department says that they respond to 250 home fires caused by Christmas trees every year. And half of them are electrical problems, and one in four resulted from some heating source that was too close to the tree.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, do you have any helpful hints for people about these things that Town Watch can?
Well, there's helpful things as relates to shopping, but kind of let me back up a little bit to go to what you pointed out. One of the things you should always do before putting your lights on your tree is test them. And you should never use lights that have wires that are exposed. That's the first problem. The second thing is you don't want to put your tree near your, if you're using an electric heater, and an electric heater, because that heat will go directly to the tree. Remember, if it's a real live tree, it will also burn. Trees do that. The other thing is
who would imagine it would actually burn?
Well, because, you know, it's Christmas time. We're not necessarily focused on that safety issue.
That's aspect. The eggnog.
Yeah, this is the eggnog. Or it could be the cookies.
Could be. Well, in my case, it's probably the cookies, you know?
And the other thing is we don't put any water with our tree. See, you know, we bring a fresh tree in, and nowadays the stand should have like a little pan for the tree to go in, and you can put water in there and keep it moist. It helps keep the tree moist. It helps makes it not so dry, because as the tree dries, and then, of course, if you're using an electric heater is on the tree that's drying, it becomes ripe for burning. But that's another helpful hint that addresses that quality of life in your home, because one of the things the fire department is really working very hard to do, and we work very closely with them, is to get people to have smoke detectors in their homes, getting people to take safety precautions, getting people to understand the conditions that can cause a fire, with what you should and should not do. And that's where a lot of what I'm saying to you now has
come from. And fires are obviously a holiday problem. So
absolutely.
If I don't have a smoke detector in my house and I want one, how do I get one?
Well, there's a time in the year when the fire department will give them away, so you should absolutely contact your district fire station and see if they have any that they can give you. Other than that, Home Depot, they're not that expensive, and it's good to have them, but don't get them and don't install them. And if you install them, then once a year, daylight saving time, you need to change the battery when you change your battery to keep your smoke detector alive.
Okay. And then I guess there's other general safety issues with trees, like don't put it in the doorway so you can't get out.
Well, I would say the other part about the Christmas trees, you don't want to put it in the window so that the would-be burglar who looks through your window and says, that looks like a big screen TV under the tree, or looks at a bunch of packages and says, there's no one home. Maybe I can get something valuable from underneath the tree. Now, of course, he doesn't know whether you shopped at Macy's or anything, but he does know that there's an abundance of gifts under the tree. So the object is, yes, you want to have your tree, but you don't want to have your tree so that the world looks into your window and is able to observe your tree and what's under it. So that's another safety hint, is to put your tree in away from the window, not directly in front of it.
Now, I happen to use an artificial tree, and I don't have some of the issues of things like needles falling off and, you know, but I still have all the fire safety issues, because even the artificial trees burn.
Yes, they do. So, again, it's not next to your heater. Check your lights before you put them on. Make sure you're not having lights with frayed wires visible, you know, check the bulbs, make sure that they're good, and you're good to go.
Okay. So if I'm out Christmas shopping, how do I say stay safe Christmas
First,
shopping?
First, try not to shop alone. Try to shop with a partner. Two, try not to go in and out of stores and carry excessive amount of bags with you as you're going to and fro. Because what that does from the store is I'm standing there, if I'm the guy that wants to rob you. So I'm not really looking at the windows, I'm watching you. I watch how you're paying, I watch what you do, I see you have X number of bags, I see you running in and out, you went into Macy's and you know, you went into a number of stores that are high price end stores, and I say, I'm going to wait for that person now, because your arms are full and you're struggling and you're by yourself and you get to your car. And when you get to your car and your arms are filled, you are ripe for me. I'm very much prepared now to rob you of all your gifts, car keys, house, and if necessary, you. So one of the things you want to do is make frequent trips to your car, putting your bags in the trunk, not in the back seat. You don't want folks walking by looking in the car and says, oh, they went to Borders. You know, they went to Strawbridges. There's no more Strawbridges. Let me fix that, but you understand.
It's okay.
Yeah, you know, we don't want that. So you want to make sure that you're practice some safety. And then you also don't want to carry abundance of cash. You don't want to carry your wallet for a man in your back pocket. And for a lady, you don't want to walk around with your pocketbook where you are really not paying any attention to it. Because believe it or not, thieves work in tandems. I'm telling you to partner up with a person, because criminals partner up. I have one to get your attention and one to rob you while you're talking to me and your pocketbook is open and, oh, I'm sorry. And then you talk and then I take your wallet out and I go and then you wonder what happened. But the person you saw didn't directly do it. He just caused your attention to flow.
Is this true also with the malls?
Absolutely. Malls are the biggest place.
Oh, really?
Malls are so large. The parking lots are large. It's number one. You're going in and out of a lot of stores. People don't want to go back to the car to put the packages down, so they walk around with them. So, yeah, malls are ripe for you to become a victim of a crime by being either robbed or, you know, mugged. And it's absolutely, because you park your car. Sometimes your car is so far away, you almost have to walk 4 or 5 blocks to get to your car. And sometimes people don't pay attention to the lighting around their car. Because, see, a thief, after following you, observing you, will get to your car, see where you're headed, and actually wait for you.
What should I do if I'm suspicious? I'm walking out in the parking lot, and I see somebody just sort of hanging out near my car, or worse, I see somebody hiding under a car. What do I do?
You go back in the mall and contact security.
Okay.
Simple.
And I guess the easiest way to find security is to go to any cash register, any cashier, right, and say, I need security.
Absolutely. But in most malls, they're not hard to find. They're walking anyway.
Yeah.
So, you want to do that if you notice that. And if you notice anyone under your car, absolutely. If you're far enough away, you can even dial 911 and say, I see a person. It would be a suspicious person, not just someone that you're concerned about. It has to be someone whose actions are demonstrating that they want to do some harm to you or someone else. So if you notice someone under anyone's car, you call 911 and report that suspicious behavior.
Well, yeah, nobody belongs under a car.
No, not unless they're repairing it, and they're not doing that in the malls.
Well, you know, right. If they're repairing it, you know, they got tools with them,
yeah,
or something, you know. And, you know, I personally couldn't fit under my car. So, you know, I don't know, you know. But anyway, you know, one more safety tip for Christmas shoppers.
Another safety tip, okay, out of partnering up and not having your handbags exposed. The other thing is, of course, when you're shopping, not putting it in your back seat or on the front seat, but also be conscious of the people who are around you. Never lose your awareness of where you are and what you're doing. We do that just too often. Many times. We do that even coming out of casinos. We don't pay attention to what we are doing. And that's how you can become victimized of a crime, because you may be using your credit card and you don't pay attention to whether or not the cashier actually just swiped it, or if he made a copy of it. And by making a copy of it, he now has your personal information. So you want to be careful of how your personal information is handled.
I guess I have one more question. You see all these personal safety devices, like this little thing that you push the button and it squeals so mm-hmm. loud your ears are going to bleed.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these different things. Are any of them useful?
They are for attracting attention, and that is what you want if you think that someone is actually trying to rob you.
So what would be the thing, the one thing that I would give to family members that they couldn't get hurt with but would help them?
They have a well, you described it, but it's like a body alarm.
Squealer.
Yeah, but it's a body alarm. And body alarm is opposed to mace. Because, see, if you're not trained on how to use mace, you spray mace, it blow back in your face in the wind. Body alarm is something that once you push, the noise and things that it screams out and makes will cause people to respond to you. So I would say a body alarm would be your safest safety tool to give out.
Any idea where to get things like that these days?
Body alarms, you can get them from, I think, Home Depot, Lowe's, and you can go online and find body alarms.
Just do a search on body alarm. And
it's right there.
Okay. Well, you're listening to Between the Minutes on WNWR 1540 AM Philadelphia and live on the web at www.betweentheminutes.com.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti from Between the Minutes. In this season of hope, when you want your gifts to really matter, there's one gift you can always count on to save the day. A donation to the American Red Cross of Southeastern Pennsylvania. When disaster strikes, when a neighbor's house burns down, offering the comfort of a helping hand, your local Red Cross is always there. To donate, go to redcrossphilly.org or call 215-299-4000.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. Between the Minutes reaches a large listening audience throughout the Tri-State area with 50,000 watts of power. You could increase your selling power by advertising on the Between the Minutes program. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes. Thanking you for listening to our show. Let's talk about Cybersoft Operating Corporation. Cybersoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. Cybersoft invented antivirus for Unix and Linux systems. With 20 years' experience, they support more systems than anyone, including Microsoft Windows. Computer security problems are not single-faceted, and your solution should not be either. Cybersoft products like the VFine Security Toolkit include cryptographic baseline management in addition to a virus scanner. This allows you to detect more than just a software attack. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. In any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4748 or visit our website at www.cyber.com. Again, that's 610-825-4748 or www.cyber.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Murphy, Executive Director of TownWatch Integrated Services.
And this is Pete Rodotto, Between the Minutes.
And Philadelphia needs you.
Who, me?
Yes, you, Pete. We need you to get involved in your community to impact on the quality of life where you live by starting or joining a TownWatch group.
Really? How do I do that?
You reach out to me at 215-686-1459, or you reach me on the web, www.townwatch.net.
Wow, so I can really join.
You can really join. We provide training, assistance, and support, and we try to address crime in a holistic approach to improve the quality of life where you live.
Wow, that's great. Sign me up.
Join us and become a member of the Philadelphia TownWatch program.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Come on.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Rodotti.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes, brought to you by Cybersoft Operating Corporation. Today's special guest is Anthony Murphy of TownWatch. Well, it's the Christmas season.
Yes.
What does Christmas mean in TownWatch?
Well, this year is rather special. Normally what TownWatch Integrated Services did was we would try to put together a holiday party, and we would have our police captains, community relations officers, other commanders, TownWatch members. We have an advisory board, and I failed to mention them, have an advisory board, and we get together and we just kind of like relax and celebrate the season, regardless of what your particular title of it is. It's Christmas for some and holiday season for others. And for some, people don't want to call it anything. You know, the thing that's best about this season is that it's supposed to bring us together. And so we try to do that. And this year at our office, which will be the first time we did it at our office, we're going to have a holiday gathering. And Pete, you're more than welcome to come down. It's actually tomorrow from 6 to 8, so please feel free to come.
Oh, thank you very much.
And we're going to...
Are there
going to
be cookies?
Yes, there will be cookies.
Okay.
But so that's how we will be trying to address the holiday season. And this is also important that Town Watch groups across the city do holiday gatherings with their particular police districts, or they do holiday gatherings with their members, and we attend those functions as well. Because, see, Town Watch is like a gigantic family. One of the most beautiful things that ever happened didn't happen this time of year, but it happened in the dead of winter in 1996, which was when we had the blizzard. Most people will remember the blizzard of 96. We had
I was on Amtrak during that blizzard.
We had our first Town Watch conference the February right after that blizzard. It was the warmest weekend in the month. You didn't even need a coat. And then it went back to freezing. But one of the ladies said to me, she did not realize that Town Watch was practiced across the city of Philadelphia, that in every neighborhood it happened. It's one thing for people to work in their community. It's another thing for people to realize how important it is in every community. I don't care what community in the city of Philadelphia you may live in. Everyone wants a good quality of life. And this is the season. And you're supposed to really kind of get into that quality of life issue, that surviving kind of issue, because it's not just about survival, but it is about how you share and how you interact in the spirit. You see, because safety is an atmosphere. You feel safe because things are going well. You feel safe when you have a good morning or hello, when there's help you with your neighbor. I had a neighbor once who helped me put on a fuel pump on my car, and that's going back a few years. And the thing is that you want to have that kind of kindred spirit. So the season that we're in now is really trying to build that kindred spirit across the city. But that's something that Town Watch Integrated Services and Town Watch members attempt to do year-round. I like to say thank you also to my advisory board as well as to city government, because without all of these entities working cohesively together in order to make things happen, it wouldn't happen. And so just before we wrap up, I wanted to say to folks again, you can reach us at 215-686-1459. That's the office number. Ask for Anthony Murphy, but if you know what community you live in, we have a representative that will work with you. You can go on phila.gov/2/ in the word Town Watch, and you will get it to our Town Watch website, and we'll take forms from there. And you can also do townwatch.net, and that's another way for you to interact and get information to Town Watch and learn about us.
That sounds great. And what I want to do is get a couple of recipes from you to put on the website.
Will do.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to Between the Minutes on WNWR 1540 AM Philadelphia and live on the web at www.betweentheminutes.com. Thank you all for listening. I hope you join us again next week, where we'll have another exciting show.
The preceding program was brought to you by the CyberSoft Operating Corporation.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.